This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to AI Unraveled, your daily briefing on the real-world business impact of AI. Before we start, let's talk about where you're putting your marketing dollars. Stop marketing to the general public. Talk directly to enterprise AI builders. Your platform solves the hardest challenge in tech, getting secure, compliant AI into production at scale. But are you reaching the right 1%? AI Unraveled is the single destination for senior enterprise leaders, CTOs, VPs of engineering, and MLOps heads who need production-ready solutions like yours. We've reserved a limited number of high-impact mid-roll ad spots for companies focused on high-stakes, governed AI infrastructure. This isn't spray-and-pray advertising. It's a direct line to your most valuable buyers. Don't wait for your competition to claim the remaining airtime. Secure your high-impact package immediately. Email us today at info@djamgatech.com. Back to AI Unraveled.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. If you felt like the AI news cycle just hit, I don't know, ludicrous speed this past month, well, you weren't wrong. We're not just looking at minor updates today. We're doing a real deep dive into some pretty foundational shifts happening right now. We'll connect the dots between these big corporate platform battles, Nobel Prize-winning science, and, yeah, even how this might affect your 2026 taxes.
It's fascinating, really, that week of October 6th, 2025. I think that's going to be seen as the moment the industry truly pivoted. We've moved past the, let's call it the model leaderboard phase, you know, who's got the biggest algorithm. Now it's a full-blown war for platform dominance. The real prize now is controlling the next AI operating system, that core environment for everything.
Right. So our mission today, break down those key moves, especially OpenAI versus Google, and try to link these things that seem unrelated, like breakthroughs in robotics and new research methods. We want to show why this shift from abstract code to, well, real-world stuff matters for you, both for your knowledge and maybe even your finances.
Okay.
Okay, so let's really unpack this platform war, because it feels like a proper land grab. OpenAI first, they've made a huge statement. Their weekly user base, it's swelled to 800 million people. Plus, 4 million developers are now building stuff within their system. That's enormous scale.
It is. And the core move wasn't just growth, it was transforming ChatGPT itself, turning it from just a chatbot into a platform. They did this using their new apps in ChatGPT and the apps SDK.
And that's aimed squarely at the existing app stores, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's a direct calculated challenge to the Apple and Google duopoly there. They're trying to make ChatGPT this new central hub. You know, take that massive sticky user base and just keep them inside a walled garden.
A true ecosystem play. And maybe the most disruptive bit for a lot of companies, especially those B2B startups, wasn't even the chatbot upgrade. It was AgentKit, this suite of tools. It gives developers a visual way to build complex agent logic, right? And a registry to connect things up.
Exactly. And the sources we looked at suggest this really goes after the core value of platforms like Zapier. Think of it like this. If Zapier laid the plumbing between apps, AgentKit is giving you the tools to build the smart robot using that plumbing. It's moving the value up the stack from just connecting things to intelligently orchestrating them.
Trying to own that whole automation layer. They're backing this with specialized models too. There's GPT-5 Pro, that's the expensive one for complex thinking.
Right.
And then GPT Real-Time Mini, which is cheaper, faster for things like, I guess, voice interactions.
Low latency stuff, yeah. And get this, their own internal coding AI, Codex. It apparently wrote 80% of the code for that new agent builder tool. So AI is literally building the platform for future AI development.
Which naturally brings us to Google's response. It felt pretty immediate and unified. Their focus seems more enterprise, with Gemini Enterprise positioned as, what was the phrase? The new front door for AI in the workplace.
That's the one. And their key differentiator, their counter strategy to OpenAI's more closed garden, openness, or at least more openness. They're unifying Google models with the company's own data, sure, but critically, they're including secure ways to connect to rivals like Microsoft 365.
Okay, interesting angle.
And they're pushing this open agent to agent protocol, A2A. So if OpenAI is building its own proprietary kingdom, A2A is meant to let agents build anywhere talk to each other. It's like forcing everyone to use USB-C, trying to prevent vendor lock-in.
Right, promoting interoperability. But they also showed off something potentially huge on the capability side, Gemini 2.5 computer use. This sounds like a big step. What does it actually do?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting, maybe especially for automating existing workflows. This model can interact with websites and applications without needing an API. It controls the graphical interface, it clicks buttons, types in forms, submits them, just like a person would.
So it can handle all the messy older parts of the web, the stuff that doesn't have a clean API.
Precisely. Complex forms, clunky old internal systems, checkout processes. That's where so much human computer work still happens. Gemini 2.5 is aimed squarely at automating that long tail of tasks.
And on the security front, DeepMind also announced CodeMender, an AI that finds and fixes software bugs.
Yeah, autonomously patching vulnerabilities. It's already submitted, I think the number was 72, of verified security fixes to open source projects. So you see the pattern. It's a classic platform war. Control the dev environment, control the distribution, control the security, control everything.
Okay, so that's the digital OS battle. But what happens when this AI needs, well, a body? Let's shift from the cloud to metal and wires. Section 2, physical AI, embodiment.
And the contrast here this week was just stark. It really highlights the bottlenecks.
On the one hand, you had Figure AI showing off Figure 03. Really impressive stuff. It was doing real-time unscripted chores, watering plants, washing dishes, using its own AI system, Helix. They even mentioned its fingertips can feel forces as small as 3 grams.
3 grams? I mean, that's incredibly delicate work. Think about holding a plant stem or a wet plate without dropping or crushing it. That's hard.
It really puts things in perspective, doesn't it? The gap between an AI that can write poetry and one that can, you know, reliably load a dishwasher. That physical dexterity is the frontier. But then the flip side, Tesla apparently had to pause mass production plans for Optimus. Why? Significant problems with the hands and forearms, with the dexterity part.
It absolutely proves the point. The last mile problem for AI right now isn't the thinking, it's the doing. It's reliable, dexterous, physical embodiment. Building the avatar is just incredibly challenging.
Which makes the other physical breakthrough maybe even more significant, brain-computer interfaces. Neuralink showed that video of Nick Ray, who has ALS. He was controlling a robotic arm just with his thoughts, doing complex things, drinking, feeding himself chicken nuggets.
That demo felt like a real shift, moving BCI from just lab potential to, wow, genuine real-world help.
Mm-hmm.
And the key detail, the really stunning part, was the reported latency. 10 times faster than a typical human brain-to-muscle signal.
Faster than biology. Wow.
It's not just thought control. It's potentially better control.
And you just need to follow the money to see how seriously this is being taken. SoftBank just bought ABB's entire robotics division for, what, $5.4 billion?
Yeah, a huge bet. And CEO Masayoshi Son explicitly called it the next step in advancing physical AI. The investment is pouring in.
Okay, let's switch gears again. How is all this intelligence actually creating value in maybe unexpected ways? Let's look at some knowledge nuggets hitting closer to home. First up, personal finance. The IRS just released the 2026 federal income tax brackets. The top rate, 37%. now starts above $640,600 for single filers.
Okay, that's standard news. But the AI part is how tools are using this instantly. Consumer finance apps now have these ML-calibrated calculators, sophisticated LLM explainers. They don't just show you the new brackets. They compare 2025 versus 2026 rules for your situation. And they explain, in plain English, how strategies like, say, bunching deductions or tax loss harvesting could impact your lifetime tax bill, not just the next filing. That's real planning assistance.
Like a personalized tax advisor, almost. And the IRS is using AI, too, right, for compliance.
Oh, yeah. Anomaly detection models to spot potential fraud much faster during filing season. So AI helps you optimize, and AI helps the government collect. Two sides of the coin.
Okay, moving to crisis response. That big 7.4 earthquake near Mindanao in the Philippines and the aftershock, AI played a role there, too.
It did in several ways. We saw these hybrid statistical and machine learning models updating aftershock probability maps almost in real time.
And this is critical. Tsunami now casting. Using neural surrogates for water simulations to get tsunami inundation estimates out seconds, maybe minutes earlier.
Those minutes can literally save lives in a tsunami event.
Absolutely. And then there's the communication side.
Right. Generative AI for quick translation and localization of official warnings. And importantly, AI classifiers working to demote misleading or miscaptioned quake videos that always seem to go viral, making sure reliable info cuts through the noise.
Finally, in this section, let's touch on science, the Nobel Prizes. Chemistry went to Omar Yagi for metal organic frameworks, MOFs, these amazing porous materials, like a Hermione's handbag for molecules.
Haha, yeah, that's the analogy they used. Great for things like capturing CO2 or storing gases. But the AI connection is how research speed is changing. Generative models are doing inverse design. Instead of making thousands of MOFs and testing them, the AI starts with the desired property, say, maximum CO2 capture, and works backward to predict the MOF structure needed.
So it tells you the recipe directly?
Pretty much. It cuts months, maybe years off the discovery cycle. We're also seeing graph neural networks predict material properties without costly simulations. Combine that with robots in the lab optimizing experiments.
Yeah.
You get these self-driving labs. It's transforming material science.
And quickly, the other prizes. AI is impacting them, too.
Definitely. Medicine for T-cells and gene discoveries now uses single-cell AI analysis for incredible detail. Physics for quantum computing circuits relies heavily on ML for keeping those delicate qubits, stable calibration, noise reduction, the works. AI is becoming fundamental to discovery itself.
Which brings us to the foundation of all this, the compute power and the geopolitics surrounding it. The investments needed are just mind-boggling. This is an arms race for compute.
It really is, on a national scale. Look at OpenAI's deal with AMD. Multi-year, 6 gigawatts of power involved. That's potentially $100 billion in revenue for AMD.
6 gigawatts. That's more than many cities use. It's infrastructure, not just a component order. And clearly a move to diversify away from just NVIDIA.
Meanwhile, NVIDIA is not standing still. They're putting up to $2 billion into xAI for that huge 200,000 GPU Colossus 2 data center. This is all about controlling what some are calling the new digital oil, compute capacity.
And this race inevitably creates friction. China cracking down on NVIDIA's specific chips for their market, the H20, the 6000D. Pushing reliance on their own domestic chip makers. It's all about technological sovereignty.
Exactly. And the EU is doing something similar with its Apply AI strategy. Over €1 billion mobilized to strengthen their sovereignty, reduce reliance on the US and China tech giants.
This tension filters down into the workforce too, creating this weird trust paradox. There's that survey of Morgan Stanley interns. Get this, 96% said AI tools are essential for their work. They're AI native.
Right, they expect to use it.
But
58%.
58% of those same interns are worried AI could replace their jobs. It's like,
yeah.
And they need it, but they fear it at the same time.
A perfect example of that corporate dilemma played out with Deloitte this week. They actually had to refund part of a contract. Mm. Why? Because it included AI-generated citations that were just made up, fabricated. A classic hallucination issue.
Okay, that sounds bad. A major consultancy getting caught out like that. So how can smaller companies possibly trust this stuff if Deloitte messes up? Isn't that just incredibly risky?
You'd think so, but in the same week, Deloitte announced a massive expansion of its partnership with Anthropic, rolling out the Claude AI globally. It perfectly illustrates this productivity imperative. The perceived need to gain a competitive edge with AI seems to be overriding the fear of errors, at least for now. Companies seem to be choosing to manage the risk of failure rather than accept the certainty of falling behind.
Gambling on the upside, basically.
And it applies down to niche tools, too. We're seeing tiny, specialized models like Samsung's TRM beating bigger general models on specific tasks. And automated safety tools like Anthropic's Petri finding deceptive behaviors in models before they cause harm. Specialization might be key to trust.
We even see this tension in the creative space. Mr. Beast, the YouTube megastar, voiced fears about AI threatening creators' livelihoods.
While on the other side, Instagram's Adam Mosseri argued AI actually empowers new creators, lowers the barrier to entry for production, enables this kind of hybrid human-AI content. It really blurs the lines of authenticity, doesn't it?
Okay, let's try to wrap this up. The biggest takeaway from this deep dive, for me at least, is that fundamental shift. We're definitely past the simple model race. It's now a full-on platform and ecosystem war. OpenAI pushing its hub, Google pushing for more open enterprise integration.
Absolutely. And that digital battle has a parallel in the physical world, the acceleration of robotics and interfaces, shown by Figure's dexterity progress and Neuralink's BCI breakthrough.
So the crucial point for you, the listener, the learner, AI's real value seems to be shifting away from the giant general models towards specialized high-value applications. We saw it in the science examples, the tax tools, those efficient niche models like TRM, the automated safety checkers like Petri. Focus there on tools solving specific problems well.
And one final provocative thought to leave you with. Our sources pointed out the battle isn't just for the software layer, but for the glass. The interface itself. OpenAI isn't just building ChatGPT software. They're working with Joni Ive, the famous designer, on dedicated, maybe screenless AI hardware. So if AI moves off the phone screen and into dedicated ambient devices, what happens to the smartphone's dominance? And maybe more importantly, how will you choose to interact with intelligence when it's potentially everywhere and maybe nowhere in particular?
That's it for today's deep dive. We hope you walked away with actionable insights for your enterprise strategy. Before you go, let me remind you of the unparalleled value of this platform. AI Unraveled delivers deep, uncompromised technical insight that keeps our audience, senior enterprise leaders, tuned in to the very last minute. That sustained attention is the best place for your ad. This is your opportunity for a direct line to your most valuable buyers, the CTOs, VPs of engineering, and MLOPs heads who sign off on high-stakes infrastructure. Stop wasting budget on general marketing noise. Secure your high-impact premium ad campaign right here. Email us today to reserve your mid-roll package. info@djamgatech.com. Thank you for listening to AI Unraveled. We'll be back tomorrow with more.